And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institutes. Well, there was a major win for free speech last week. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals issued a historic consent decree blocking the federal government from pressuring social media companies to censor Americans. The settlement will bar the Surgeon General and the CDC from leaning on tech platforms to suppress protected speech. It also established that slapping labels like misinformation or disinformation on speech doesn't strip it of its constitutional protection. Senator Eric Schmidt, who brought the original case as Missouri's Attorney General, called it a massive win for the First Amendment. Meanwhile, in Michigan, a father is suing Grosse Pointe Public Schools after the district banned him from campus for objecting to oversized pride flags in his child's classrooms. Gary Shane Pruitt posted a video showing the flags, noting one was bigger than any American flag in the building. In the school's response, they filed a no trespass order, posted his photo in the office like a wanted poster, and called in extra police. A school board member had previously told him to send his kid to school in tinted sunglasses. And over at Loyola University in Chicago, the student newspaper actually just apologized for calling an illegal immigrant charged with murdering a student an illegal immigrant. They scrubbed the term and replaced it with Rogers Park resident, adding, "No human existence is illegal." Want to try telling that to the student who's no longer alive? A new Pew survey finds 63% of Americans now say physician-assisted suicide is either morally acceptable or not a moral issue at all. I think Canada offers a preview of exactly where this leads. Their assisted death program is on pace to hit 100,000 deaths this summer. That's more than twice the number of Canadians killed in World War II. And among those deaths were people whose only diagnosis was depression or poverty. Look, when dying becomes the affordable option, we need to stop pretending the conversation is still about compassion. Well, last week, Massachusetts learned a basic economics lesson. Tax the rich, and the rich leave. After voters approved a 4% surtax on incomes over $1 million, the state lost $4.2 billion in adjusted gross income as the high earners packed up and left. Well, in Austria, a fifth-grade boy is being bullied and called a pig by classmates for being the only Christian in a school where 60% of students are Muslim. Also, a male golfer is suing the LPGA after last year's rule change barred athletes who went through male puberty from women's competition. Hundreds of female golfers had pushed for the change, citing a 30% male advantage in driving distance alone. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.